In the end.
In the
end.
End.
End. Put the coil back on. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Is it loud enough? In the end.
In the end.
There was so much material.
There was so much material.
Wrapped around his head.
Wrapped around his head.
He could hardly keep his balance.
He could hardly keep his balance.
That, what you just heard there, that was history in the making. It was 1978. It's a recording of Rod Saunders, who got the world's first cochlear implant. Amazing. It was conducted by an Australian doctor, Professor Graham Clark. He was the pioneer of the bionic ear. He went on to found the Bionic Ear Institute, which is now the Bionic Institute. It's just marked its 30th anniversary at its annual public lecture this evening. And the keynote speaker was Simon McKeown, who's the chairman of CSIRO, former Australian of the Year. Simon, congratulations on being chosen to be the keynote speaker. This is life-changing technology, really, isn't it?
Look, it really is, Waleed, and I'm not sure that I was actually the keynote speaker tonight. I was followed by Di and Jove, and, you know, Jove has one of these cochlear implants. That was a fantastic bit of history you just played. But Di, of course, is living present history in that she's totally blind and she's got a bionic eye, and was just talking about, you know, seeing for the first time flashes of light. And anyway, she's moved on. She's getting letters and numerals and all sorts of things now. Just fantastic stuff.
And they're working on deep brain stimulation, I understand, to help with, I think it's Parkinson's, is it?
Yes.
Is there any end point to this?
Well, I hope not, because, you know, if I can put my commerce hat on, Waleed, this is one of the few manufacturing areas that we've just excelled in over now a long period of time. In fact, the export of health and medical-related devices and vaccines and what have you, it's the number one export sector in Australia now, and it gets very little industry assistance. Obviously, the government assists in the basic research, but from there on, it's pretty much on its own, and it's a terrific success story.
Well, since you've mentioned research and funding, I'm going to push you into uncomfortable political territory now, because there is this issue of the $7 co-payment, Medicare co-payment, which then goes to fund a $20 billion medical research fund, and then that's offset by a funding cut of $111 million to the CSIRO. How does someone in your position, who's clearly passionate about that sort of stuff and is a chairman of the CSIRO, respond to that sort of balancing?
Well, let me start with the non-health area. Yes, organisations such as CSIRO, the ARC, the DSTO, etc., we are all tightening our belt. It's sad to say that we're essentially the only OECD nation that has decided to do this at this particular era, and I find that unfortunate. Nevertheless, the CSIRO is a very professional organisation. It will do that. We will try and obviously spend the taxpayer dollar as wisely as we can, but it's really, really tough.
It means reduced output, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it has to. There's no doubt about that. The real decision for senior management, perhaps the board, is just to ensure that what we continue to do is to the very best of our ability, and that the taxpayer dollar is as wisely spent as possible.
And the $20 billion medical research fund, is that enough to justify?
Well, look, no, it's not. But not for one moment do I want to say it's not welcome. It's an extraordinary idea. It really is of a size that puts us up with, you know, the largest such future funds in the world. It is terrific. There's not a huge amount of detail yet. I'm actually not a critic of that. I think it's a good thing that the government now has a bit of time to sit down with those who have dedicated their lives to medical research and to really listen from them how best to spend it. But my hope, actually, and I hope I'm not naive, Waleed, is that this will actually lead the government to appreciate that that other half of our innovation space, the non-medical area, has to receive something not dissimilar sooner rather than later.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you, Waleed.
Simon McKeown, Chairman of the CSIRO, former Australian of the Year.